Live from the WLIWFM studio in Southampton, New York, on Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, I'm Gianna Volpe. Law enforcement officers descended early today on an encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters outside Stony Brook University's Stoller Center, where they took several demonstrators into custody and forced others to leave. As reported on Newsday.com, protest leaders and university administrators had reached an impasse before campus police, along with New York State troopers and Suffolk County police officers, moved in after a deadline for demonstrators to leave passed at 11 last night. Administration officials had earlier agreed to meet today with the student leaders, but also threatened them with possible expulsion if they remained on the grassy common. About a dozen protesters had remained camped out as the deadline passed. Another roughly 100 demonstrators who left the immediate area to avoid getting arrested formed a perimeter around the smaller group. Others began clearing out supplies that had been spread out in the encampment. In a statement early this morning, university officials said among the 29 arrested were students, faculty members, and others from outside our campus community for violating various legal statutes and university policies. What began as a peaceful demonstration escalated to include intimidation and harassment of other students and the erection of tents in violation of the university's clearly stated policy. University administrators made every effort to avert this outcome. In other news, elected officials on the South Fork, Long Island Railroad passengers, and leaders in education, small business, and medicine are planning a rally to call for increased train service to the South Fork on Friday, May 17th at 3:45 p.m. at the Hampton Bays LIRR train station. Christopher Walsh reporting on 27East.com that the South Fork Commuter Coalition is asking the MTA to commit funding in its upcoming capital budget for long-discussed infrastructure improvements for the South Fork, which is widely considered to be underserved by the railroad. Specifically, the South Fork needs new and upgraded sidings, which are sections of track separate from but parallel to a main line that allows trains traveling in opposite directions to pass. This, advocates say, would improve efficiency and allow for more train service on the South Fork. Much of the LIRR's Montauk branch, including all of the South Fork, features a single track. At its first meeting on April 11th, members of Southampton Town's Traffic Mitigation and Safety Task Force spoke of the importance of rail service in alleviating Trade Parade traffic congestion. The railroad is, quote, the most underutilized infrastructure we have, that quote from New York State Assemblyperson Fred Thiel, who said that at the meeting. The MTA will approve its five-year capital plan in October. The South Fork Commuter Connection, which debuted on the Montauk branch in 2019, is a coordinated rail and bus system that operates between Spionk and Montauk during peak commuting hours to provide a public transportation option and alleviate traffic congestion. It comprises expanded LIRR service and the last mile connection shuttle service to take passengers to their workplace on weekday mornings. Later afternoon, bus and train service returns riders to their stations of origin. Stopping in East Hampton, the town trustees have posted an $888,000 bond to cover the entire liability plus anticipated interest for contempt of court charges filed against them and East Hampton town officials for violating a 2021 court order not to permit 4x4 vehicles from using a stretch of Amagansett Beach, popularly referred to as Truck Beach, that has been ruled privately owned. Michael Wright reporting on 27East.com that posting the bond is expected to automatically lift a freeze placed on the trustees' checking accounts by an attorney representing the oceanfront homeowners that sued over control of the beach in 2009, who has demanded some $740,000 in fines and legal fees be paid immediately despite the court rulings being under appeal. The trustees have groused at being saddled with the entire financial liability since the contempt charges appeared to have been precipitated primarily by the actions of the East Hampton Town Board and East Hampton Town Marine Patrol officials, who did not take steps to prevent 4x4 owners from driving onto the beach in protest of the ruling. The town is automatically protected from the liability of the judgment against it by state law that protects a taxpayer-funded municipality in the case of a legal appeal ruling against it. But a judge ruled this past winter that the trustees are not a municipality and are not afforded that same protection, and that they could be held liable for the entire amount of the judgment in the contempt case, even though the fines and legal fees were leveled against both entities jointly. Trustees clerk Francis Bach said on Wednesday, quote, "It was either do this now or wait until the hearing with the judge on May 16th. And we've already gotten the sheriff's notice, which gives us 30 days. And if we missed the deadline, the sheriff could just go in and seize the funds from our accounts." Trustee Bach continued, "We're screwed either way. So this was the best way to get our accounts free again." Finally, Rewild Long Island is offering internships and community service opportunities in East Hampton for its second summer. The 2024 summer program to fight hunger and climate change includes volunteer work in organic vegetable harvesting, regenerative food production, sustainable landscaping, pollinator garden design, and composting. Locations and partner organizations include Share the Harvest Farm, Longhouse Reserve, Surfrider Village Green, and Methodist Lane Bioswale, East Hampton Compost, and East Hampton High School Pollinator Garden. The hands-on activities are intended to encourage a sense of connection among teenagers and the ecosystem. Furthermore, Rewild offers students a unique opportunity to engage with local environmentalists, gaining insight into community-driven environmental initiatives and discovering ways to contribute to future efforts. As reported on 27East.com, Rewild welcomes high school students and rising freshmen to apply for either a role as a student intern or a student volunteer. Applications are open through May 15th and may be found at rewildlongisland.org/summer program. Student volunteers are required to work a minimum of 30 hours, including training, and student interns, twice that, required a minimum of 60 hours, including training, and will receive a stipend of $300 at the conclusion of the program. All participants earn community service hours. Reading the weather for the heart of the East End, the WLIWFM studio in Southampton Village, looking like patchy fog before 10 a.m., today here in the village, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 62 degrees today. Southwest wind, 8 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. West wind, 6 to 9 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight. Right now, it's 53 degrees. And it's my first day back in the chair after bonding leave. So good morning, Long Island, coastal Connecticut, and beyond. It's so wonderful to be back with you. Looking forward to checking in this morning with Paul Johnson of Think Trivia, Frickin' Frack of Lucia's Angels, a.k.a. Susie Roden, and Stacey Cordy. But first, let's crack into this piping hot fresh playlist of music from all decades and genres I prepared for you today. Kicking off with a brand new one out of Monk Music Studios from the Compadres, and ultimately connecting to two tracks, sharing a name with my little Johnny Valentine, to end the show right here on the heart of the East End. I'm Gianna Volpe. These are the Compadres, and you, whoever you are out there, you're awesome, and you're listening to Long Island's only NPR radio station, WLIWFM.
Yeah, when I was younger, I just wanted to run free. Up all night in Georgia, then head home to Tennessee. I met you on the highway, up in Knoxville for a show. I knew that I was falling, and I didn't want to go. I guess it's never easy doing something new. I never thought about it till I fell in love with you. I caught a plane to Houston, but the nightlife wore me down. Took a bus to Shreveport, still looking for that sound. Tried to call from Memphis, it was a Beale Street honky-tonk. I needed you to tell me what I really want. I guess it's never easy doing something new. I never thought about it till I fell in love with you. Some dreams are over, but you're here now. We all need a love that's true. These are better days. I can't count the ways. It's so easy loving you. Got a gig in Mobile, sleeping days and working nights. I wondered if I lost it, you know I wasn't feeling right. I put it all behind me, I thought I was okay. I guess I'll find out somewhere along the way. I guess it's never easy doing something new. I never thought about it till I fell in love with you. Some dreams are over, but you're here now. We all need a love that's true. These are better days. I can't count the ways. It's so easy loving. It's so easy loving you.
Oh, yeah. Kudos to Cynthia Daniels and all of the compadres. That's right, you heard Inda Eaton as well as Lee and Rose Lawler, Jim Lawler, Cliff Black, Steve Collins, who put that track together, the composition for Loving You, Joe D'Elia, Parker Lyons, and Chris Palmero, all the compadres. It looks like the next tune that will come from that group will be a Cliff Black, Marianne Megna composition. Very excited for that. Those are two of my faves. So many favorites in that band, by the way. A nice local one coming out, kicking off a Loving You kind of playlist. We've got Chris Stapleton, The King, Elvis Presley, and Cannons in your immediate listening future. But first, I'm going to keep on loving you with REO Speedwagon right here on WLIWFM.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you laid still in the still.
Baby, if I seem a little bit distracted, like I'm in another place and another time. Well, 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 I apologize for the way I'm acting. I just got a lot of loving you on my. Ever since this morning, I've been wondering how you do that thing you did last night. Well, well. Let me tell you, girl, that was really something. That's why I got a lot of loving you on my
you know who.
Little love song for the listeners of the Heart of the East End on WLIWFM. Cannons on WLIWFM, loving you. A single from last year, 2023. If you're looking for Paul Johnson, he'll be on with us at 9:45. We'll be talking about the championships of, I think it's called Think Trivia. Find out more at 9:45. From Cannons to Coin, Rex Orange County featuring Benny Sings on deck. This is Loving from the Uncanny Valley of 2022. The Uncanny Valley being the threshold after which AI, I believe this is what the Uncanny Valley is where AI created or illustration, whatever, creation of people, I think, or even maybe even animals and places, where it becomes so realistic that it creeps people out. I believe that's what the Uncanny Valley is. It's also a record from Coin from 2022. Loving right here on WLIWFM.
Open your eyes. Sometimes it's right when it's wrong, and wrong when it's right. See the different colors. Sometimes a little sunset can look like a sunrise. I wanna feel what's real. I'm taking the ride to the bathroom of my mind.
sometimes a little heartbreak can look like a sunrise.
But I wanna feel what's real.
Sensor Fingers, primed, ready for this next one. Loving is Easy, Rex Orange County, featuring Benny Sings on WLIWFM. It's the heart of the East End.
Take forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time. Oh, on time. Loving is easy. You had me up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect. Please don't change a single little thing.
So easy to love, the listeners of WLIWFM supporting us with their donations at WLIWFM.org. I'm Gianna Volpe. That was Rex Orange County. This is Zach Brown Band. And you, whoever you are out there, you're awesome. Stay with us right here on Long Island's only NPR radio station, WLIWFM.
Every morning when you come downstairs, there's a mess, but I don't care. My makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, hum Summon the words that you don't know, cause I'm finding an angel off my lips. Thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving.
Around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. I'm gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile and every it all means. Oh, I wanna say it again.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do.
Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all means. Loving.
All right, here's where we turn the playlist a little bit, moving from the Loving You tracks to the beautiful ones. This is Beautiful from Duncan Lawrence's EP. Loving You is a Losing Game. No, I didn't go with Love is a Losing Game.
Everybody knows me.
But that's all right.
Everybody holds a piece of truth. Everybody sees me. They all have a point of view. But no one really knows me like you. But nobody was seeing. And I could feel the doubts creep in my mind. You kept me believing. Told me it's alright, just give it time. Nobody knows me like you. My world's on fire. You kill the flames. I love how you're distance we're apart. I don't need to say much, cause you can read me right from where you are. No one really knows me like you. My world's on fire. You kill the flames. I love how you're always the beauty.
Duncan Lawrence, leading us into our first chat segment. This edition of The Heart, underwritten by Jennifer Benton and Glenn Hansen Studio. If you don't know our first guest, he's not just good people, he's great people. Paul Johnson. Is it Think Trivia? Correct? Or no? Paul, are you there? Paul, he was just there. We'll be back. Hold on one moment. I'll play a little Bozzy.
Hello. No, I got disconnected. Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'm not just imagining things. He's really here. Paul, you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I am here. Hi. Sorry about that.
It's
I got
okay.
disconnected quickly.
I was like, he's not just good people. He's great people. Paul Johnson.
Yeah, and I've been looking forward to speaking to you for
hey,
a while.
So is it Think Trivia?
It is Think Inc. Trivia.
Think Inc. Trivia.
Yes.
I have wanted to come do trivia with you for years now. You're someone who loved trivia so much you joined the game, as it were. Tell me everything, the whole journey.
So the whole journey. Well, that's a long
conversation. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, about 10 minutes. So I started playing at Townline Barbecue, 15, maybe 20 years ago. And the host at the time decided that she wanted to move on. So she asked me if I wanted to do it. And, you know, I had some hesitation at first. And then I just kind of picked up the ring, I guess, and went with it. And in the last year or so, that's when things have really kind of exploded. I formalized the company where we have about 20 venues that we host nights at every week.
Does Maggie do – Maggie's one of your hosts? Is that right?
Maggie from where?
From the North Fork.
No, she is not, unfortunately.
That's a different one.
The barber.
Yes.
Yes. No. So there's lots of different little trivia.
Oh, is she? Is she from a? Is she like a competing trivia night? Oops.
I like to say that as long as people are having a good time, you know, I don't care where they go. Someone pointed out to me the other day. They're like, you know, how cool is it that you know you get to you know make people have a good time? And
right.
really, that's what I'm trying to do when I put these nights together. Is I just want people to you know go outside and. Get together with friends and family and just, you know, have a couple hours where they're not thinking about the news.
Amen. Although, they're still learning stuff. And it's funny that you mentioned the news because that's one of my favorite things about journalism is always like, I learn things and then I give others an opportunity to learn things. And that's exactly what you do as well.
Yeah. I won't say we're, you know, creating the next...
No.
You know, group of PhDs. But, you know, if you can go out, you know, at a trivia night and figure out that, you know, learn a little factoid that you didn't know before, that's great.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So the championships are coming?
The championships are coming. This is because, you know, we formalized it this year and it got really, really big really quickly.
Oh,
and,
sure.
I think we have about... It's between 15 and 20 venues that we work with every week. And one of the players suggested, well, now that you have all these venues, why don't you have a championship of all the best teams? And I initially wrote that off because I'm lazy and I didn't want to do it. But it just got to what actually happened was I saw that you can get custom championship belts, like in wrestling. And as soon as I saw that you could have one of those made, I had one made for the competition.
Nice.
And the winning team gets the championship
belt.
That is badass. And as soon as I saw that I could do that, I was like, it kind of has to happen. So, yeah, on this Saturday, we are doing our first ever East End Trivia Championship. We have teams everywhere from Montauk to Patchogue coming. I think there's about 20 of them. It's at Townline Barbecue. That's where it all started.
Okay.
So I figured that was the best place to have it. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to a really, really great afternoon of trivia. And I figured it was May the 4th. And for our it is May the 4th, so I just figured that was kind of perfect for this this nerd extravaganza that I'm putting
May
together.
May the 4th be with you, East End. You're like, do you know Simon Schaaland, I think his name is? He's like a, I don't know, he's like a, I think he like screenshots like his tweets or whatever, and they come.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about now,
Oh, yeah. I've been picking up that kind of vibe from your posts recently, your parental your parental posts, and I'm like, he's like the East End.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have two wonderful children that are wonderful.
Yes.
End of story.
Yes.
You know, it's either they're 8 and 5, and they're fun to be around, and they're actually getting really good at trivia. The 5-year-old
that is, so cool.
is currently in the process of memorizing all the countries in the world. So,
nice.
Yeah, he knows all the capitals. I don't know all the capitals.
So hey, if we come on, so what time are you guys getting started on Saturday?
So Saturday is an invitational. So because there's a size limitation, the best performing teams. Yeah, and you know, these people, they take it a little seriously too. So if you're kind of just a casual player, I wouldn't suggest coming to this. But any other time, you get bullied out of trivia. Yeah. Any other time, we have, you know, 5, 6, 7 nights a week that you can join us at any of the events around here.
Very cool. And where can we find you? Where can we find you if you're listening? You're like, I've always wanted to start a team. Where can people find out more information about Think Inc?
Oh, so they can find out more information at thinkinktrivia.com, or they can visit us on Instagram at just thinkinktrivia.
Paul, you're the best.
You are, and I look forward to you, you know, actually following through on your threat.
And doing trivia one night. Yes, in a few years when, everyone's potty trained.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
In the meantime, my very best to all the Think Inc. trivia teams ahead of this Saturday's championship at Town Line Barbecue. I'm Gianna Volpe. That was Paul Johnson. These are the Hoodoo Loungers. And you, whoever you are out there, you're awesome. And you're listening to WLIWFM NPR Radio.
Love and love will set you free. All God's children gotta be what they gotta be.
Oh, yes. Pride Month is coming, my friends. Leading you into the NPR News Break with none other than Ace of Base, moving from the Hoodoo Loungers' title track of their 2022 record, So Beautiful, It's a Beautiful Life, on WLIWFM.